From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. This is the 305th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from some anecdotes in the life of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some other aspects in the behavior of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It's related in some books, and more importantly, in the book Ihqaq al-Haq, written by the martyr Qazi Nurullah Shushtari, that once Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam paid pilgrimage, Hajj, to the house of God, house of Allah in Mecca. And after that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, after performing circumambulation for 7 times, he went behind and stood behind Maqam Ibrahim, the place of the Prophet Abraham, which is a spot in the Mecca Grand Mosque, and started praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in his prayer, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam addressed Allah in this way: O Allah, your servant, that is he himself, has come to you. He's now standing in front of you, and he's a beggar in your court. He beseeches to you. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam insisted in praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the same token, he regarded himself as a simple servant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, having performed that ritual, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam continued his way home. On the way home, he noticed some beggars who were sitting in a corner. And those beggars were having just some loaves of bread and without anything else. When Imam al-Hussein al-Islam reached them, he greeted them and paid them salam. Well, those beggars, upon this treatment of Imam al-Hussein al-Islam, invited him to join them. Imam al-Hussein al-Islam joined them, but he never had anything of that type of bread, because that type of bread was given to those beggars as alms. And as we know, alms are forbidden for the Hashemites and for the descendants of the Prophet Muhammad. This is because the dignity of Sayyids and dignity of the descendants of the Prophet Muhammad is too high to receive anything by way of alms from other people. Well, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam joined them and spoke to them for some moments. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam led them to his own house. At home, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam gave them food, gave them some clothes, and paid them some money. Well, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam supported those beggars in this way. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn, yawm al-hurum. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn. This shows that from the perspective of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never stands in contradistinction with humbleness and with giving money to beggars in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is well supported by some other characteristics, by some other hadiths, instructions as mentioned in hadiths, in that whoever sticks to humbleness for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his status amongst the public. By the same token, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, some people asked Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam about the notion of politeness and courtesy. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's answer was that politeness or courtesy is that whenever a person gets outdoors, he or she must regard everybody more important than him or herself in disposition and regarding religious acts. This proves that we see that whatever Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam taught others, he himself was the first practitioner of his own principles and lessons. Another one is that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing in the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that everybody needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this makes those people who are endowed with the faculty of understanding to be provided with a sense of having good conduct with others and having good treatment with others. Another point in this regard is that humbleness and also helping the needy is a kind of a worshipping, is an indirect way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this takes a person to draw more nigh with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everybody, as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deserves to be honored. Everybody deserves to be honored. And this doesn't make any difference between the rich and the poor. And in this regard, the poor needs to be respected more, because generally speaking, people may respect a wealthy person. However, those people who are very much needy may not receive that much respect in the society. Another point is that the leaders of any community should have a first and direct access to all strata of society, and more importantly, with the level of those people who are in need of other financial or material helps from those who stand higher. Perhaps there's another lesson in this regard, and that is, without the beggars requesting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he himself led them to his own house and gave them food, clothing, and money. And this shows that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was first and foremost very much concerned with the human dignity of whoever he encountered. We hope to have taken very important lessons from this behavior of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As-salamu alayka ya.
والوتر الموت.